This is Sheila Hummel and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
I wonder how many of us can recall a time in our lives when we've almost been involved in an accident which could have claimed our lives, but didn't, and we lived to tell the tale. I've had a few I could recall. One as a schoolchild crossing a road and being grabbed by my friend as a car sped uphill towards me. Then of nearly being crushed in a drift mine as a student when a truck appeared from nowhere in the narrow tunnel. Fortunately, the miner who was showing us around pulled me into a dugout space in the wall. Then there was a near collision about 10 years ago with a car speeding towards me over a humpback bridge, which missed me by centimetres. Do you know, on that particular occasion, believe it or not, I actually heard a voice in my head saying, "Get right onto the grass," which I did, or I wouldn't be speaking to you now. I wonder what have been your near misses. Sometimes we put ourselves into the way of danger and we wonder why we get injured. When we're young and inexperienced, we think we're invincible, that accidents happen to other people and not to us. We look for excitement and new challenges, but we're not always aware of danger. As a young girl, I survived climbing up alleys, billboards and walls of ruined buildings, even walking along ledges which were jutting out, and even doing the ton on the back of a motorbike as a pillion passenger as a teenager. That was only once, though. But even so, once can be fatal. Some people aren't so fortunate, and many families experience such sadness through the death of a loved one. I once heard of an Indian woman who went to a wise man for advice when she couldn't shake off grief. She was distraught because of a recent bereavement. The wise man told her to go round each house in the village and hand out some salt to anyone who had not experienced grief in some measure. She spent all day trying to complete her task, but came back to the wise man as the sun went down to return his salt. For every single person in the village had known some great sadness at some time in their lives. Hurt comes to us all. Here's a song called Everybody Hurts by The Corrs.
When your day is long and the night is yours alone, when you think you've had enough of this life, hang on. Everything is wrong. Now it's time to sing along. When your day is not, hold on. Hold on. If you feel like letting go, hold on. If you're sure this life, hang on. Thank you. if you're on your own.
Here's our gospel reading for today. Luke chapter 13, verses 1 to 9. At that very time there were some present who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. He asked them, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way that they were worse sinners than all the other Galileans? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish as they did. Or those 18 who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others living in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish just as they did." Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it and found none. So he said to the gardener, "See, here, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree, and still I find none. Cut it down. Why should it be wasting the soil?" He replied, "Sir, let it alone for one more year until I dig around it and put manure on it. If it bears fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down." This gospel reading opens with Jesus' response to those who are shocked and puzzled by reports of the recent death of some individuals, some who'd been slaughtered by the Romans, others who'd been killed when a tower fell on them. So some had been murdered, some had died by accident. Jesus seemed to know exactly the kind of questions that were going through their minds. So before they got a chance to ask themselves, Jesus opened up the subject for them. They were the very questions we might ask in the same situation. Questions such as, why did God not protect these innocent people? Were they being punished in some way because they did wrong? Why did they have to die? Jesus more or less responds by telling the people that there's nothing to be gained by asking such questions. It's not about how we die. It's up to us how we choose to live our lives that's important. Unless you repent, he told them, you will all perish just as they did. So why did he say this to them? Perhaps he was trying to help them turn to God, to seek his ways first, in order to discover the kind of life that lasts forever. Perhaps he was advising them to get right with God, to live by his boundaries, in order to make the most of their own lives. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God" is a very popular hymn, and it's sung here by Ingrid Dumosh.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia.
When we read the Bible, we find that people in the Old Testament also had an opinion on such matters. In Ecclesiastes 9 we read, "No one can anticipate the time of disaster." Job puts it like this, "I can only conclude that God destroys the good right along with the bad." We don't get to decide when, where, or how our lives will end, but we do have a choice on how we will live our lives each day, what kind of fruit we will bear, and how we will make the most of every opportunity afforded to us. We can also choose whether we will celebrate life or whether to forever spend it in bitterness, resentment, and regret. Jesus offers us life, life in all its fullness, and we can experience this when we let go of what weighs us down and pray he will work good out of the things we grieve over. I haven't heard this next song for ages, and I used to love singing it. In the 1970s, the music of a group called the Fisher Folk became really popular, and this is one of their most memorable songs, called the Celebration Song. In it, they praise God for the joy and the sorrows, yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
For our life together we celebrate. Life that lasts forever we celebrate. Joy and for the sorrow, yesterday, today, tomorrow, we celebrate. For your great creation, we celebrate. For our own salvation, we celebrate.
I really hope you enjoyed that. Yee-haw! It wasn't very British, though, was it? So what kind of life should we lead? In the second half of that gospel reading, Jesus goes on to give an illustration by way of a parable about a barren fig tree. A man plants a fig tree which takes a precious space in lush soil, but disappointingly, it bears no fruit at all. He considers cutting it down until the gardener persuades him to give him time to dig around it and fertilize it. The man agrees to give it one more year. But if it still doesn't bear fruit, it goes. A preacher called Darris McNeely translated this parable in this way. The good news is that God is merciful and willing to forgive. The bad news is that even God's patient mercy has its limits. Neither you nor I want to be on the receiving end when God's patience runs out, he says. It's better to repent while we still have the opportunity to do so. Here is that parable once more, this time set to music from my album of parables called Pearls of Great Price. Free to download as with all my other songs and dramas on www.sheilahamill.co.uk.
Let me tell you a little story of a parable I know about a fig tree growing in a vineyard long ago. No struggle for the seedling, no sweat, no scorch, no toil, no rocky ground or desert sands, just rich and fertile soil. Much was expected of that tree, it had been given much. A life of privilege it led in a land so firm and lush. It grew out wonderfully wide, it grew up strong and big, but gave no fruit, no, none at all. It didn't give a fig. The owner of the fig tree couldn't help but frown. No fruit once more upon this tree, I'm going to cut it down. For 3 long years I've waited while it's used up all this space. I'm running out of patience, I'll grow something in its place. Might I suggest, the gardener said, 'cause I know you really care, let me tend it, dig around it, please leave it one more year. And if somehow by next year it's bearing fruit, that's fine. But if it's not, I'll cut it down and then complete this rhyme.
St. Paul also talks of the kind of fruit we shall bear in life, the fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, which are mentioned in his letter to the Galatians chapter 5. But he also warns us of the opposite, the fruit of the flesh. St. Paul sets out this list too, saying, "Now the works of the flesh are obvious: fornication, impurity, promiscuity, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. I am warning you," he adds, "as I warned you before, those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God." In today's reading, we see that Jesus was simply being brutally honest and open with his followers. They had choices to make, and life doesn't last forever. He was claiming there will come a time of reckoning. Each day we read horrifying articles, we hear distressing news on television, we see for ourselves deep divisions and injustice in society, disharmony and war between nations, millions starving and made homeless, the plunder of our planet and our careless disregard of its vital resources. What, if anything, are we called to do or say right now? What legacy will this generation hand on to our children and grandchildren? It says in 2 Corinthians 6, "See, now is the acceptable time. See, now is the day of salvation." In other words, don't hang about, get going. Now's the time to do the greatest good we can. This next song puts it all so well and prays this solemn prayer. Have mercy, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Why? Well, for what we've become, for what we've allowed, for the harm we may have caused. Here's Graeme Kendrick singing, O Lord, the clouds are gathering.
O Lord, the clouds are gathering, the fire of judgment burns. How we have fallen, O Lord. You stand appalled to see your laws of love so scorned and life so broken. Have mercy, Lord, forgive us, Lord. Restore us, Lord, revive your church again. Let justice flow like rivers and righteousness like a never-failing stream. Oh, starve, the tools of war increase, that bread is stolen. Have mercy, Lord, forgive us, Lord. Restore us, Lord, revive your church again. Let justice flow like rivers and righteousness like a never failing stream. Oh Lord, dark powers are poised to flood our streets with hate and fear. We must awaken. Oh Lord, let love reclaim the lives that sin would sweep away, and let your King. Lord, forgive us, Lord. Restore us, Lord. Revive your church again. Let justice flow like rivers and righteousness like a never-failing stream. Yet, O Lord, your glorious cross shall tower.
One final song for you, which was inspired by the words of the prophet Amos, chapters 5 and 6. It has this chorus. But let justice roll on freely, like a river running clean. Righteousness, meaning right living, righteousness be found among you, like a never-failing stream. Amos was speaking to a people who should have known better. They had turned away from God to worship other idols. They'd become lazy and indifferent. They cared nothing for the poor as they indulged themselves in rich feasting and drunkenness. They had disregarded God's laws. They had borne no fruit whatsoever. Like the barren fig tree, they needed to mend their ways before God's patience ran thin. This song is called an ancient song from my album Called to Serve. So, strong words indeed from our gospel theme this week, but words worth considering. But let's not forget to give thanks for all who do bear fruit, fruit in abundance, who nourish and support us and bring relief and healing to others, all across the world and at home in our own communities. Have a good week, everyone. Bye for now.
Story, I will sing an ancient song. For this people turn against me, do not know their right from wrong. I despise empty worship, cannot stand vain offerings, can't abide the gifts they bring me, close my ears to songs they sing. justice roll on freely like a river running clean. Righteousness be found among you like a never failing stream. Look at all their endless idols, they have turned their backs on me. All secure and so complacent, look with eyes that cannot see. Thoughts of darkness held in bonds of misery. Turn to me, my captive people, I, your God, can set you free. But let justice roll on freely like a river running clean. Righteousness be found among you like a never failing stream. But let justice roll on freely.